Ours to Protect, brought to you by Tip FM, the IBI, and funded by Commission Naman with the television license fee.
Good evening and you're very welcome to Ours to Protect, the first of many in this series brought to you by Tip FM in collaboration with the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland and funded by Commission Naman with your television licence fee. I'm Ellie and over the next 6 months we'll be learning about climate change, climate action taking place across the county and how it impacts the people of Tipperary. So to begin, let's hear from the voices of our future, where I asked, what is climate change?
What does climate change mean to you?
The weather changes.
It's when there's many different weathers in a little time.
How does the weather change?
By the diesel fumes.
It's going from sunny weather to rainy, cloudy and sunny again.
Cows burping.
We're throwing too much plastic and rubbish into the sea, and all the plastic bags, the turtles can see them and they think they're jellyfish and they eat them and it kills them. There's lots of jellyfish and they're eating all the fish, so all the creatures don't have as much food anymore.
Lots of connecting the dots there from the students of Castellini National School, and I was really impressed with their answers, considering that the United Nations defines climate change as a long-term shift in temperatures and weather patterns. So you're absolutely spot on there with your explanations.
What is climate action?
Climate action refers to efforts taken to combat climate change and its impacts, and a community effort is happening in 80 Upper Irish Town, Clonmel, County Tipperary, where I caught up with Louise Lawler for the relaunch of their circular square.
So I'm here now at the grand reopening of the toy library and the circular square, the new building for the circular economy community group. I'm here with Louise. How are you doing?
Great. Delighted to be here and delighted we have our new building. We are so happy to have all our toys laid out and not having them stored away in boxes and having to put them all out every month because it was a big task. We've got our repair cafe going, people are starting to come in and out. It's so exciting to see.
Yeah, so the new name is the Circular Square, and you're here in the building with three different rooms with kind of three community projects going on in the one space. Yeah, so you've got the toy library, the repair cafe where you've got sewing and other repairs and more things planned to come forward.
We were already doing clothes swaps down in Dennis Lacey Hall with the zero waste shop, so we're going to continue those and continue the toy library, repair cafe, but we also want to add in workshops based on the circular economy, and we have a meeting room as well. We have lots of ideas, lots of plans.
What is circular economy?
If like a table's broke down, you can put into a chair or make a little press.
And for anyone who doesn't know, what does circular economy mean?
So it's basically, if you think about the circular part of it, it's trying to keep things going, keep resources in use for as long as possible, reusing, keeping things in the circle instead of buying new things all the time, so that you get as much life out of something as possible, because unfortunately lots of things just end up in landfill if you don't try and reuse them. For example, with the toys, 90% of toys are made from virgin petroplastic and many of them are mixed materials, so they're really, really hard to recycle and they just often end up in landfill or incinerated or unfortunately in our oceans.
The toy library takes place the last Saturday of every month, along with the repair cafe, which has been running for over 7 years. I asked one of the founders, Theresia, how did the circular square come about?
Well, it sort of goes back to, you know, a bunch of people coming together in a cafe to set up a repair cafe. That was in 2017. And so there was quite an enthusiastic group. And what was really nice is there were actually people who had skills, you know, carpentry and electricals and sewing, because that's really what you need when you're doing a repair group, is to have people who have a can-do attitude and have some skills. They don't have to be experts by any means. So we did that and we were in various places. I think we were in the library for a while, we were in the art center. And then we were joined by Louise Lawler, who started the toy library. And she was looking to join us, so that would be kind of more of a team. And she suggested we go and move to the zero waste place that's at the back of Dennis Lacey Hall. So for 2 years we were there. Every single month, even through the summer, I personally wasn't, but some other people were. And it's great because there's new people who've joined, you know. So that was for 2 years. We had the toy library, which has gone from strength to strength, and the repair cafe that's tipping away. You know, we have sewing, we have small appliances, carpentry, bicycles, all kinds of things that need to be glued, like crockery. Not crockery. Yeah, crockery.
Delftware and things like that. Yeah, I've seen some clock repairs here.
Yeah, lots of clocks.
Electrical sections.
And lamps and stuff like that.
Hoovers, everything, you name it.
Yeah, and you know, it's lovely because some people have, you know, this is one woman who's really good with glue, you know, which is something that's messy. So you really need to know what you're doing, you know. And then we have Roberta here who does an amazing job, a great tailor, you know, effectively, and very, very thorough. So it's wonderful. And also, you know, people really care and who talk to people, you know, because sometimes people come and they're very attached to what they have, you know, so it's lovely. And in fact, I think when you're looking at repairing stuff, you have to look at its emotional value, because, you know, if it's just a kettle from Tesco, it's like, it's not really worth repairing. First, because it's probably not repairable. And then because it's just a piece of plastic, you know, as opposed to, you know, a clock that you've had in the house for 25 years or more, or, you know, communion dress, or, you know, something that you really, you're attached to, then it makes a lot of sense to repair it. Even if, you know, it doesn't have a financial value, it might have an emotional value. And it's lovely, you know, that people care enough to actually bring stuff in.
So we know we need to recycle. We've heard stories of people reusing and repurposing. But what if we didn't have to have any packaging at all? Just under the West Gate in Clonmel, you'll find Shoes Cottage Gift Shop, who have a wide range of Irish handmade gifts and support over 50 Irish artists and designers. But they've recently added a new section to their store, rehoming Tipperary's first refill shop, the Zero Waste Marketplace. So the refill shop has recently moved locations, and I'm here in Shoes Cottage with Paul. Hi Paul, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good. So how are you getting on with the refill shop, and how did you decide to take it on board and be part of your business?
Well, at first we didn't really know Jenny was closing, and we learned about it with some customers that came here and that asked us to take over the refill section, because it was pretty popular and quite a few customers were as happy there was a shop like this in Clonmel. So then we just discussed it with Jenny, and at some point she said yes, we would be really happy if you take over. So we just discussed a bit further, and it was like, with my partner, it was like the logical evolution for the shop, like to, after having handmade gifts and everything, having a refill section with organic things, it was just logic. So we just took over, and now we sell dried fruits, nuts, everything for cleaning as well. Everything is organic, and we source as local as possible. So yeah, we're really happy with all this now, and people are starting to notice as well that we took over more and more. So that's great.
Yeah, so you have a lot of business with the refill section. There's a demand for it.
Yes, there is definitely a demand for it, yes. And we are really happy as well that Jenny started it, because we wouldn't have started it ourselves, because we didn't know if it would work in Clonmel, because yeah, maybe in Dublin, in Cork, with loads of people, it can work, but we wouldn't have been sure in Clonmel. So taking it over was really easier for us, because yeah, we knew there was a strong customer base, and yeah, quite a few people that were interested about this.
And the dark chocolate is spotting my eye, but it's not just food things. So there's spices, there's chocolate, there's pastas, all dried fruits, nuts. And then speak to me a little bit about the washing detergents.
The washing detergent, we found a lovely brand in France that is doing organic detergent with only 3 or 4 ingredients. And so they are sourcing organic olive oil from Spain, and they are sourcing sunflower oil as well locally from them, like within 20 kilometers. So it's really like the most basic and with no chemicals laundry detergent you can find. And we used to do it ourselves, for ourselves, and it was pretty much the same recipe with bicarbonate of soda and soap. So that's really basic, and many people find it very, very well.
Great. And where did your interest in sustainability come from?
We started to get interested maybe 8 years ago when we moved in Ireland with Julie, my wife now. We started to get interested into plants, trees, nature and everything. And that was just part of it, and get sourcing things more locally, and buying less and buying better, and buying from people in Ireland, even if it's more expensive, because people are really paid for the work. So yeah, it really make sense now for us to buy this.
And would you have any tips for anyone listening now on how they can do better for the environment? So is there any small steps that people can be taking? You know, it's a very overwhelming topic. Is there any tips that you would have that people can do to make small changes for bigger?
Yeah, I would have plenty, yes, but now on top of my head, the first thing I would say is maybe reducing and trying to buy less. And if you buy less, at some point you will have more money, so you can start buying things like more expensive or more locally that would last longer. You can fix yourself, or there is a repair cafe in Closmel as well that you can bring stuff to get them fixed. So yeah, maybe reducing the thing you buy so you have more money, and then you can try buying more organic, more local and more sustainable, yeah.
Shoes Cottage is open Wednesdays to Saturdays, 12 to 5pm. And if you're looking for more sustainable shopping options, you should definitely check out the website theearthymarketplace.com for a whole list of eco-friendly products and ethical brands across the country. Is it time for fast fashion to go out of fashion? Fashion Revolution Week takes place every year around the end of April to raise awareness for a more sustainable, fair and just fashion industry. The clothing industry is the second largest polluter in the world, contributing 10% of global carbon emissions every year. That's more than the emissions from international flights and maritime ships combined. We took to the streets to ask young people to share their opinions about fast fashion and their clothing purchasing habits.
Well, I think it's bad, but I'm not so bad. But like, I'm not really that concerned about it because I like a Nike jumper more than I care. But I do use Depop.
I buy it probably from like Shein or Penny's. I won't really like get it anywhere else. Like, I'll borrow my friend's clothes and give them back, but like, that's it.
Like, probably like Fortex, probably a good place like to buy your clothes for the environment because they're like good quality and they last a while. I'd say probably not to buy your clothes from like Penny's because they can like rip and like get bobbly easily.
The prices are really high on any kind of sustainable, and even like Irish brands, I feel like it's just not really, like, I don't earn enough money to be spending like 50 euros on one t-shirt.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's just like, it's easier to go for the unsustainable options, and I know like you shouldn't, but at the end of the day, I don't really have enough money to be spending it on more expensive clothes.
Even in shopping centres, like majority of shops like Zara and H&M and Bershka, like you don't really just go in and see sustainable brands, and yeah, it's just hard to actually find stuff.
This generation is more fast fashion. I just, like, if I was to go out, like, I'd just buy a top and I'd probably never wear it again. Like, I'm not going out because I wouldn't be having the money to spend on a top that I keep and have to keep reusing.
They're actually in order on the way at the moment.
As well as buying secondhand clothes from charity shops, online or through apps such as Vinted and Depop, another option to get your hands on pre-loved clothes is through flea markets and clothes swaps, which have seen increased popularity over the last number of years. Just yesterday, I returned to the Circular Square at the top of Irishtown in Clonmel for their clothes swap event, where I chatted to some of the attendees about their experience, as well as volunteer Alex Costner.
You're volunteering here at the clothes swap, and it's the first one in the new building. How's it all going? It's really busy.
It's actually brilliant. It's really great to see so many people coming in and making use of it. So it's a really good buzz. Really delighted with it.
And obviously this is a great alternative to fast fashion.
It's just perfect, you know, because the last, I don't know, was there an article out a couple of months ago that we have consumed in the last 6 years as much as in the 30 years beforehand. But it's frightening how fast fashion is impacting the environment and climate change. So this is a fantastic alternative. And people seem to really kind of take to it. It's more and more, you know, getting busier every time. So it's great to see.
Yeah, it's great to see how busy it was when I came in the door here tonight. And everyone's just so happy and enjoying it, and great to like find new pieces of pre-loved clothing.
Yeah, and it's really sociable as well. You know, it's a great way to kind of meet people, get together. There's people who have met maybe before when they have come here, especially on a day-to-day, you know. It's just a great way to get together as well. Yeah.
So when's the next one?
I think Louise was saying it's in July, but I think in a couple of months' time. Fingers crossed.
So you're busy shopping. Can I ask, have you been to a clothes swap before?
No, this is my first time.
Great. Have you found anything nice?
I found a few nice things, a few dresses. It's great to get rid of some of my clothes I'm not going to wear again. And these look lovely.
probably.
No, this is my first time and it's a really good experience. It's the thrill of the hunt. You never know what you're going to find. It's brilliant and you don't feel guilty for spending too much.
We have, yeah. We haven't helped out a lot before, but we have donated some clothes.
I think it's a great idea. This is the second time I've come to this clothes swap and it's really nice to recycle things and get something new.
It's quite nice. Like, I've even found some clothes that I like myself and there's a lot of different clothes, definitely a lot of different tastes. This is definitely a great way to get rid of old clothes that someone else might like and to get yourself some new clothes that have been pre-loved.
I really like it because it's also where you meet people who also like secondhand clothes and then you could kind of meet up and do more secondhand clothes shopping.
I have a load of stuff I was going to bring to the charity shop, but I only live across the road from here, so I think it'll be just easier for me to bring here. And I bought 5 items and 3 have been picked up in the last 5 minutes. I love my new jacket now. I'm delighted with myself, so I can't wait for the next one.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Tip FM, the IBI, and funded by Commission Naman with the television license fee.